content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Aniko Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the New York Times of October 18, 2018, finishing up our long but interesting girls article on what they do at 18 from around the globe, as well as a few items from Glamour. All right, today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached by kiwanisfoundation.org. Well, welcome back and Happy New Year! Woohoo! Hope you had a good time, and even if you didn't, hope you had, or well, even if you didn't, like party or something like that, I hope you had a wonderful time spending New Year's Eve any way you wanted to, whether that was going to bed at 9 o'clock or staying up till midnight or writing or talking with friends or cooking or sleeping or whatever you felt like doing. Anyway, I really wish all of you a healthy, happy, peaceful New Year. Write in that journal that we've been talking about forever. What are your dreams? What are your thoughts? Who are you? What do you want to do? What's important to you? Where do you want to be in 5 years? Where do you want to be tomorrow? Where do you want to be in a half a year? Lots of things to think about. Great places to go. Yeah, lots of things to do. So last week we started this kind of lengthy article, but I thought it was pretty interesting, from the Thursday, October 18 edition of the New York Times, and it's called This is 18, and boy, we ought to do This is 19, but maybe they'll get to that too. Anyway, so we left off with a question here. The question is, what did you have for breakfast? All right, so remember, these are girls who are 18 from around the world. So the first one we're going to start with is from Andrine in Norway. My mom's homemade bread with cheese, pepper, and a glass of milk. That's what she has for breakfast. Now, Lorianne from Canada says, I eat a McMuffin, a sandwich with eggs, cheese, and bacon. Hmm. All right, and Victory from Nigeria, white rice, beef, and stew. Hélène from Los Angeles, oatmeal with brown sugar and cinnamon, rose tea, tater tots, and a banana from my school's cafeteria. And Wanjiku from Kenya says, I love breakfast, especially what we call cornflakes and milk, because it doesn't take much to prepare. It's simply to place cornflakes on the plate, add milk and sugar. Your milk, you can choose hot or cold. The flavor of cornflakes isn't lost. All right, and then Thalia from Cuba says what she has for breakfast, chocolate milk with toast and fried eggs. And Lior from Israel says this is more than usual because it's Shabbat, and on Shabbat morning, the whole family eats together. All right, and it looks like she's got potatoes and salad and maybe like a big piece of feta cheese on it. It's kind of hard to tell. Also, orange juice. All right, and then finally, Ruby from Britain. Weetabix and with berries. Weetabix looks like a cereal or maybe an oatmeal bar or something like that. Okay, so on to Melbourne, Australia. Millie Landowy. Here are some questions. Actually, this is what she said. I think you need to explore the opportunities around you. Don't settle for the usual. Try and find who you are. And Millie is part of an all-girls skate crew called DNL. It stands for Did Not Land. A joke about not landing tricks. All right, so how do you get around? By train? It takes me about 40 minutes to get into the city, and it gives me a long time to think. What do you do when you feel bored? I work on my comic book. I'm going to spend a couple of months on it, or as much time as I need, and I'm going to throw a random party when it's done. But it's going to be like, buy my comic book at the same time. A release party. I'm going to get it properly printed and everything. What do you want to be doing in 5 years? I want to be studying psychology at university. I want to be moved out. I want to have my life in order. What is your favorite place to be, inside or outside your home? Inside is my bedroom, and outside is my back deck, where the sun comes through so nicely, and there are plants everywhere. It's really nice. What are you looking forward to about being 18? I'm looking forward to continuing to better myself and enjoy being young while I can. All right, we're going to go on to Zacatecas, Mexico, Mexico. And this is Abdulia Gonzalez Gonzalez. I love dressing in a different way and speaking a different beautiful language. For example, in Wixarica language, Tzineka Ariyuyajua means I love you. What's something you'd like to learn how to do? To be able to use a computer better, dance bachata, and drive. When did you first feel like a grown-up? When I was 15, my mother let me go to my hometown of San Sebastian by myself for the first time. I attended the patron saints festivals. I had to fight for her to let me go because she said I was too young. I was there for the entire duration of the party, which was like 3 or 4 days. What do you want to be doing in 5 years? I want to be living right here. I hope to finish high school and be studying in college and working in something other than making crafts all the time. What's the most exciting thing about turning 18 this year? It's not exciting. I will be old. And Abdulia is posing near Cerro de la Bufa, near where she works. Abdulia helps her parents sell traditional crafts and hopes to attend college. Okay, here's Ruby Jub Badiel from London. I feel like social media has corrupted our generation a bit. We are meant to be this generation of new hope, but it's also warped. And her pictures, Ruby taking a break from rhythmic gymnastics, and she's on a tennis court lying on her back. It looks like she's looking at her telephone. And her gymnastics, her rhythmic gymnastics long streamers are lying down right next to her. Ruby with her friends, Maya and Megan leaving school, and then relaxing in Ruby's bedroom. When did you first feel like a grown-up? I remember being able to walk to school on my own, and I thought, wow, I am so independent and cool. What is your favorite place to be inside your home? My bed. Outside your home? The beach. Tell us about a family tradition. It's not really a tradition, but my dad and his family have made up words. I genuinely, until like 11, thought they were real words, such as glemsening, which means staring into the distance. What do you want to be doing in 5 years? I don't know. I want to say the right thing. I'd like to have not a set career, but to be doing something I like that I know can go somewhere. Not just end up finishing university and be working as a waitress, not really knowing what to do. All right, and now we go on to Sage Grace Dolan Sandrino from Washington. I love my room. My room is my temple. I brought my tapestries and lights from home to give my dorm the same feel. It's important that I feel comfortable in my room and able to decompress. And Grace, who is, she goes by Grace, even though her name is Sage Grace, is walking with a friend on campus at Bard College, I believe that's in New York, where she is a first-year student and transgender activist. When did you first feel like a grown-up? Probably coming to college for the first time this year and having to be 100% responsible for myself and my future. That feels adult to me. What place you have never been to would you like to go most? The Mediterranean coast of France. What are you looking forward to about being 18? I will vote. I will fight for us, all of us. It is a big charge and a big responsibility for our generation, Generation Z. We are going to be loud and recognized and influential. All right, on to Shama Ghosh from Chandpur, Bangladesh. Once a girl is married, she cannot do anything without the permission of her family. If there is anything I want to do now, I have to ask my husband and other family members first. If I can ever manage to stand on my own feet and do something on my own, then my future would be really bright. Shama lives with her husband and his family in a Hindu neighborhood. How do you usually travel? I travel back and forth to school by auto rickshaw. Tell us about a family tradition. I perform puja once in the morning and once at night, and puja is an act of worship. When did you first feel like you were an adult? During the gay holud, and gay holud means turmeric on the body, and is a pre-wedding ritual in which a paste of turmeric is applied on the body of the bride or groom. So during the gay holud ceremony of my marriage, I felt that I was no more of a child. All right, here's a question. Moms know best. If I want advice, I prefer my mother, as she knows more about the worldly things. Every time she gives the right advice, she explains everything very nicely and is very lenient. And that's by Mahak from India. Millie from Australia says, I'd like to say my mom. I love my mom. Lior from Israel, to my mom, no matter what it is, to mom. And Jung Yun from South Korea, I go to my mom most often. She guides me to look for my way instead of making a decision and helps me think clearly so that I can do things by myself. Helen from California, recently I watched Gilmore Girls and I felt like it was just talking about my life. That strong mother-daughter bond is exactly what I had. We navigate the world together. And Liana from Iran, my dad and mom, they've always let me be free. And as they say, if you let your child be free from the beginning, they won't turn out bad. I'd really like to raise my children like that in the future. All right. And then we have Zenzi Zhu from Gendu, China. Honestly, I don't think that age is the true indicator of whether a person is an adult or not. Even when I turn 18, I don't automatically cross into the world of an adult. What's something you'd like to learn? I want to learn Taekwondo because it's really cool. What's a place you've never been but would like to go? Russia. I've always thought Russia is a mysterious country, so I've always wanted to go. Who do you go to for advice? I usually solve problems on my own. If I really can't solve something, I go to my peers or to a trusted elder. What's your favorite quote? Sorry, I can't think of a quote when there is a bowl of spice-corned pig hooves in front of me. Okay, and Shenzi is a first-year college student in Chengdu, China. All right, now on to Havana, Cuba. Talia Corbello Marquez. I respect adults a lot, although they are sometimes closed-minded. Talia lives with her aunt and cousins in Havana. How do you get around? I usually get around by bus and in taxis only when I'm in a hurry. Tell us about a family tradition. Some of my family traditions are with my aunt and my cousins, like celebrating New Year's and Mother's Day, when the whole family gets together at my grandmother's house. We cook some food that we call special, meaning there is a lot of food. For example, pork, croutons, salad, conger eel, and drink some soda and beer sometimes. But we usually don't drink a lot of alcoholic drinks. For dessert, I sometimes make French toast, and if not, someone makes pudding and crème caramel. If you could have dinner with anyone, who would it be? I would like to have dinner with my grandfather, who lives in Canada. I have not had the chance to meet him in person. I am in touch with him using the internet. What do you want to be doing in 5 years? In 5 years' time, I see myself having graduated from college with a degree in civil engineering and working. And Victory Chukwu from Lagos, Nigeria. Good food and lit friends. That's my recipe for a healthy life. And her pictures show Victory and her mother preparing a meal in their kitchen. Victory in yellow at church with her mother. And she's at home with a stack of books, a whole bunch of books behind her. And she's sitting on a pillow or something looking at her cell phone, it looks like. Tell us about a family tradition. Every 3 months, oh, I'm so sorry, hold on. No, it's wrong. What's the farthest you've been from home? The headquarters of our church in Ibadan, Oyo State. It takes all day to get there from where I live. Where would you like to visit? My dream place to visit is Paris. I want to see the Eiffel Tower and eat French food. If you could have dinner with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be? For people alive, I would love to have dinner with Migos. But for the dead, it would have to be Whitney Houston. What do you want to be doing in 5 years? I would love to run my own business and be a fashion designer. What do you do when you feel bored? I listen to music. It keeps me company. What's one thing you'd know how to do that you don't know how to do that you'd like to learn? I'd like to learn how to cook some Nigerian soups. When did you first feel like a grown-up? I first felt like an adult when I went to the market without my mum and got everything she wanted. It made me feel grown-up to bargain with the sellers and get the best prices. What worries you about the future? I'm worried that I'm not going to be known, and if I die, no one would know who I am. And Wanjiku Motoni Gakuru from Nairobi, Kenya. I want to continue helping people. Even though I don't have money, I know I have resources that I can use to help people. And in this picture, Wanjiku is studying urban planning at the University of Nairobi in Kenya. And she is walking alongside what looks like a market with three much younger kids on her side. And she looks pretty determined as she's walking. Tell us about a family tradition. Every 3 months, we must meet as a family. Whenever we meet, there must be lots of food. Everyone in our family loves eating. We use food as a channel to make us closer and have a tighter bond. We eat, we talk, we check on each other. We celebrate if there was any birthday and also talk about life in general. What's a place you've never been but would like to go? I would love to go to Rome. I would love to pursue architecture when I grow up. Rome is the heart of architecture. If you could have dinner with anyone, who would it be? My dad, because it's he who has raised me from childhood. He's often away. He works in Nairobi, so if I had the chance to have dinner with him, we would have a lot to talk about. What do you like to do for fun? I enjoy spending time with my friends talking about social issues, cracking jokes, and discussing controversial issues. Every weekend, I am happy to see two of my friends. it has sort of become a routine because we don't get to see each other during the week. When did you first feel like an adult? When I went to boarding school at age 11. I didn't have my mom or dad around to tell me what to do. I had to get organized by myself to know when I should be in class, when I should wash my clothes, the time to read, and the time to talk with my friends. So, when I joined boarding school, that's when I realized that I needed to become independent at a very young age. And with that, that's the end of This Is 18. Anna Dermicheva is a Moscow-based photographer and student. Selina Kristofferson, a Norway-based photographer and youth politician. Constanze Josting, a German-Palestinian high school graduate based in Berlin. Lean Awartani, a Palestinian law student and photographer. Arlie Haskell, a Los Angeles-based photographer and high school student. De Hyun Kim, a South Korean photographer and college student. Afete Moeni, an Iran-based photographer who loves documenting people's lives. Noga Siradatsky, an Israeli-based photographer who serves in the Israeli Defense Forces. Adele Foglia, a Montreal-based photographer and film student. Yasmin Malone, a student at the University of Mississippi who is pursuing political science and English degrees. Shraddha Gupta, a student at the Indian Institute of Photography. Julie Lozano, a Mexican-American photographer and filmmaker in New York. Aremaya Albrecht, an Australian photographer who is inspired by her everyday surroundings. Jesse Mireles, a Mexico-based photographer focused on cultural and social issues. Georgia Canning, a London-based creative who aims to find beauty in everyday life. Tika Wallace, a photographer in Virginia with an interest in human rights and youth equality. Tahia Farin Haq, a Bangladesh-based photographer who is studying biochemistry and photography. Luxi Yang, a self-taught photographer and aspiring college student in China. Alexandra Alvarez, a photographer living and studying in Havana. Amarachi Chukwuma, a college student who studies in New Jersey but lives in Lagos. Ebunolua Osaro Akinbo, a Nigerian photographer who lives in Lagos. And Sarah Sunday Moses, a Kenya-based artist who loves experimenting in different mediums. These were the photographers. While girls have long been the subject of the photographer's lenses, they have far less often been behind it. So we asked young women to document girls in their communities, taking the photos and conducting the interviews themselves. Each photographer was paired with a professional mentor to guide her through the process. So, I have a question for you. If you were behind a camera lens, what subject would you photograph? What are you interested in? Is it airplanes? Is it people? Are they fashion? What is it that interests you? What would your photography lens, your camera lens, photograph? Write about it in your journal. Okay, here's something fun from 17 Magazine. This is the December 2018 and January 2019 issue. Create a bathroom sanctuary. Gen Zers spend at least 9 hours a week in their bathrooms. Make yours an oasis with these ideas. Up your tub game. Wash your worries down the drain with your own bathing ritual. Inspired by the ancient holistic Indian lifestyle practice of Ayurveda, it uses smell, touch, sight, and sound to create a soothing effect on the nervous system, says Annette Figueredo, education manager and trainer at Shankara. First, create ambiance. Dim the lights. Fire up a candle and squeeze a few drops of a soothing lavender-based essential oil into a diffuser. Then spike your water. Add bath salts, oils, or hydrating coconut milk. Soaks with aromatherapy essences restore balance to your mind, body, and spirit, says Kim Rossi, spa director at Shankara. Scrub it all away. Slough your body with a bright, citrus-scented scrub to get rid of dry, dull skin and any negative thoughts. Get grounded. When you're done relaxing, dry off before slowly gliding a body oil over your skin from head to toe. Connecting with your body this way will help you feel more centered. And here are some mood boosters. What emotion do you want to amp up? Your bathroom's color scheme can help. Feel calm. Envision yourself at the beach, says Schmier. What colors do you see? Muted greens, watery blues, and sandy neutrals? Get hype. Bring on positive vibes with pinks, greens, and oranges. Try color blocking the bathroom with these shades or incorporating them into your decor, says Schmier. Spark creativity. Why not get a bit moody? Schmier suggests cobalt blue and dark green accessories for inspiration. And finally, wake up. Give yourself an extra shot of energy with a sunny yellow. And that could be as a rug, like a bath mat. No tub? No problem. For a next level shower, get a bunch of eucalyptus stems from your local florist, wrap the ends in twine, and hang them from your shower head, says Schmier. When steam hits the eucalyptus, it will fill the bathroom with a relaxing and refreshing scent. And shelfie time. Find a storage method that works for you, then set it up for the perfect photo op. Aesthetically, organizing by color looks great, but I like organizing by type, face, bath, fragrance, etc., says Schmier. She collects mini versions of products so her cabinets aren't crammed. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anna Kogal, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached by kiwanisfoundation.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. All right, it is January 3rd. What are you going to do? Go out and do it, or at least write about it. Have a great week. See you next time.